Nearly 90,000 Orthodox Jews filled MetLife Stadium in New Jersey Wednesday night, not for a sporting event, but for a celebration to mark the completion of a major devotional task, the daily reading and study, one page at a time, of the 2,711-page-long Talmud. As part of his Micropolis series, WNYC's Arun Venugopal stopped by.
At 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday, Orthodox men were already filing into synagogues across Brooklyn, doing pretty much the same thing they've been doing every day for the last 7.5 years, studying the Talmud. Leon Goldenberg is a leader of the Orthodox Jewish community, and he was at the Agudath Israel Beis Binyamin, a synagogue in Midwood that draws businessmen, Wall Street financiers, and students.
That's how the day starts. Everybody comes in. They come in for their first cup of coffee, and then they sit down to study.
And why was this day different from all others? This was the day before the Siyum HaShas. That's the event marking the completion for thousands of Jews of their Talmudic study. The organizers called it the largest celebration of Jewish learning in the last 2,000 years.
And then I guess she was what? She was Toivol?
Yeah.
The entire system rests on a process known as Daf Yomi. This involves studying one double-sided page of the Talmud every day for 7.5 years, which is about the amount of time it takes to study all 2,711 pages of the Talmud. Now, the Talmud's a very old text, but the 7.5-year cycles have only gone on since the 1920s. That's when a Polish rabbi started the page-a-day system. His idea was to unite all the world's Jews and bring them all quite literally onto the same page. Goldenberg says the process went on even during the Holocaust.
Because it's who we are. We breathe the Talmud. It's about the connection of who we are to God as a people. So it's much more than just studying the Talmud or doing the Daf. It's about connecting us back to our forefathers, all the way back to Abraham, certainly to Moses, and to every single person whose name is mentioned in the Talmud.
There are dozens of volumes in the Talmud, and each of them contain religiously authoritative discussions on philosophy, business, ethics, customs. Chasko Bennett showed up at a shul just down the street, ready to study despite the fact that his daughter was getting married that night.
How many more apps on your iPhone can excite you? How many new cars and how many new things? I mean, eventually it runs out. You know, there's a saying, you know, he who with the most toys wins. It's not true. Our version of he who wins is the one who gets closer to God.
The day of the big event, Wednesday, and it's raining. But the crowd show up in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium anyway. One group was even having a tailgate party under tents in the parking lot.
The feast includes some barbecue, some nice words of Torah, some good drink, some revelry, some happiness, and of course an interview.
All metal objects, cell phones, keys, coins. Out of your pocket when you get up to the front of the gate.
But the mood at the entrance to the stadium is intense. There's bomb-sniffing dogs, police officers with rifles, and checkpoints screening every one of the 90,000 people entering the stadium.
To enhance the sanctity of today's event, the MetLife Gate and the West Gate are designated for men only. Dais and Rabbi's section enter through the Bud Light Gate.
There were even separate escalators for women and girls to use. They were directed to the uppermost sections of the stadium. The men and boys headed to the lower sections and to the enormous floor of the arena. Toby Brody says she and the other women were there to support their men.
I mean, women can learn Torah too. They just don't have the same obligation as men do because women have an obligation to take care of their homes and their children. That comes first.
Inside, there were thousands of men taking their seats. And it was pretty much a sea of black hats and coats. There were young boys greeting each other with hugs, munching on kosher chips and cookies. The actual speakers were hard to make out from the upper decks, so everyone trained their eyes on the Jumbotron screens around the arena. I asked Menachem Mark Kagan, who's been doing the Daf for 14 years, what his secret was.
The secrets to making it through is to learn how to manage your time. To learn how to manage your time, you can't waste time. I don't have a Facebook account. I don't Twitter. Those things are just a waste of time.
Totally off the grid.
Off the grid. Off the grid.
The event went on for hours and featured one speaker after another, but the one theme that they kept coming back to was how far the community had come since the Holocaust. How 90,000 people in attendance at this event was a vindication of Orthodox Jewish values.
And here we are tonight, the largest Siyum HaShas in history, where a great American palace of sport has been transformed into a sanctuary of the spirit.
Finally, the music comes on, and suddenly the crowd starts swaying in the stands. On the floor, there are hundreds of men and boys who are dancing. Their arms are linked up, and they're forming these giant circles that spin around the floor. It's a pretty amazing sight. As an outsider to the Orthodox community, it's possible to see nothing more than the uniformity, the dark clothes, the black hats, the conservative values. But at this event, it's clear these men were having a blast, that there was a sense of exhilaration and camaraderie in a way that I've almost never seen among men in the American mainstream. Finally, the dancing wound down, and although the program wasn't done, some families started rushing for the exits. Jack Spitzer was leaving with his son. There was sweat still dripping down his face.
Unbelievable. This is the greatest moment, the greatest excitement I ever encountered in my life. The greatest scene I ever saw in my life.
And the study of the Talmud starts all over again this morning in synagogues around the world. I'm Arun Venugopal, and this is Micropolis at WNYC.